Police in Australia say they've made an arrest in a cold case from 1982 that is the subject of a popular podcast. Chris Dawson has been charged with murdering his wife, Lynette. Nearly 30 million people have followed the story of her disappearance and the botched investigation through the Teacher's Pet podcast. Investigators around the world are using podcasts to renew attention to unsolved cases. Elliot Wenzler from member station WPLN in Nashville explains why a private investigator in Tennessee is launching her own podcast to help solve a mysterious death.
Hey, how are you?
It's good to see you.
During a sweltering afternoon this summer, Sheila Wysocki gathered a group of podcasters, private investigators, true crime fans, and producers.
Hey, I'm so happy that you came.
They met at a recording studio in the Nashville suburb of Franklin over a Chick-fil-A buffet.
We are here to launch the podcast on the Lauren Agee case.
The show, called Without Warning, tells the story of Lauren Agee, a 21-year-old from nearby Hendersonville, Tennessee. Agee was found dead in July 2015 at the foot of a cliff during a popular wakeboarding contest in DeKalb County. The death was ruled an accident, but Agee's family hired Wysocki to investigate further. Wysocki became a PI almost 15 years ago when she decided to look into her former college roommate's murder. Now, she's working on another possible homicide. But this time, she's using a different method to solve it. Podcasting.
The Lauren Agee case was hastily closed by authorities, but many questions remain. Come behind the curtain with private investigator Sheila Wysocki as she uncovers the truth about what happened to Lauren. This is Without Warning.
Wysocki is spearheading something she's calling crowdsourced investigations. The idea is simple. As she learns new information, she puts out episodes detailing what she's found in hopes of re-energizing the case. This tactic of crowdsourcing information isn't a new idea. Police frequently ask the public for help through press releases or televised press conferences. Podcasting seems to have unique advantages. One police department in California realized this when investigating a 2012 homicide. Police in Newport Beach had been trying to track down the victim's husband and primary suspect, a millionaire named Peter Chadwick. They featured the facts of the case on local and national news outlets to no avail. Then, one employee at the department had an idea.
Welcome to the prologue of Countdown to Capture. I'm Jennifer Mandela, and I'll be hosting this podcast about Peter Chadwick. And who am I? Well, I'm not a reporter, and I'm not a true crime enthusiast, and I'm certainly not a disinterested third party. I am the spokesperson for the Newport Beach Police Department.
Since they launched the podcast called Countdown to Capture in mid-September, Manzella says police are getting multiple tips a day. People are commenting that they're connecting to the case emotionally and finally getting invested in the details of what happened, even though all of that information was already available, just in a different format.
With a podcast, we're going out and finding people where they're driving on their commute or mowing their lawn or listening during their morning run. We're meeting them where they are instead of asking them to suspend what they're doing for their day and come watch our press conference.
But true crime and investigative shows also open themselves up to challenges and criticisms. For the Newport Beach Police, one came from the American Bar Association Journal, which worried that the podcast could violate suspect Peter Chadwick's Fourth Amendment rights because a listener could see it as an incitement for an illegal search. Other shows have been faulted for not solving the case, like Serial, or seeming to sensationalize or misrepresent facts. Payne Lindsay is the host of the podcasts Up and Vanished and Atlanta Monster, and says it can be challenging to parachute into these communities, dive into some emotional topics, and then package it into a show.
It's a fine line remaining sensitive to every aspect of this real-life case and their families and everything else, and also creating something that will hook people enough to want to come back next week.
To Lindsay, it's ultimately about finding ways to connect listeners to meaningful, true stories. To Sarah Mayu, a Vanderbilt assistant professor of law and history, these shows have even greater potential to help reveal cracks in the criminal justice system.
I don't know that podcasts alone are going to solve all of the problems with criminal justice, but to the extent that they are one more factor that's increasing public awareness, then, yeah, I think that it could be part of this mix of factors that ultimately leads to some changes.
And that's part of the reason why Psaki got into investigating in the first place. To put accountability back on law enforcement and hopefully spark some change, she says. In the Lauren Agee case, she hopes the podcast will do that. Sheriff Patrick Ray in DeKalb County hasn't reopened the case, but he did tell WPLN he was aware of the show. At the very least, Wysocki says tips are pouring in.
Those podcasts, we had 8 ready. We're not using any of them because everything's already changed.
Wysocki doesn't plan to stop producing episodes until she feels she's figured out how Lauren Agee died. As long as there are tips coming in, she'll keep her listeners updated and the podcast feed fresh. For Here and Now, I'm Elliot Wensler.